Emporia High wins it 67-51 over Topeka High. The Dean Smith Trophy is back. It's back in Emporia. Hold on a second. Here. Let me see. Here, Darren, give me that.
That was a great win tonight by Emporia, and I think Coach Baldwin is definitely going to be happy with the fact that they were able to close out a game tonight. They weathered their last storm, and, you know, I think from a game plan, they did everything perfect. They didn't let Lions shoot a lot of threes. They didn't give up a lot of open threes. They forced them into pressure and forced them to do, you know, go to the basket, which is something they don't usually do. And, you know, they scored a lot of fast break points. Tonight was E-High basketball.
Definitely a big night here at Spartan Gymnasium. Yeah. What a win by the girls, and the boys bring back the Dean Smith Trophy.
Sweep.
Oh.
And Rule just hit a three.
Man.
Don Weiss texted me. He says, I'm calling both games. It feels like Kevin Harlan when he was calling the Chiefs game and the Patriots game back in 2019.
I mean, this is a big game.
It was. And I didn't wear my red tonight. I wore the I changed things up. Yeah, it was a white out tonight.
That's how I need to invest in a white one now.
Well.
I got a black and a red. I need a white one.
Yeah. Well, I need to finish this tweet. Darian, another thought, please.
I mean, I'm just happy with how both teams played tonight. I think, you know, Coach Dorsey was happy with how they executed. They had some players step up tonight, and you know, same for the Spartans. And, you know, really good to see River Peters come out tonight and get back into a rhythm. He played some really good ball tonight, and I think, you know, that's the output that Coach Baldwin, you know, hopes to see from River.
Well, I just saw a Manhattan score. I know I did. I know Zach DeLoach just tweeted it. Oh, Manhattan's up one.
Oh,
46-45. All right, let's go over the numbers. We are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Topeka High. They were led in scoring by Isaiah Lyons and Bryson Thrasher, each with 15. Ty Votaw with 10. Jaden Norman with 7 and 4 from DeMichael Hales. Topeka High, 16 of 34 from the field, 47%. They were 8 of 22 from beyond the arc, 36%. They went 11 of 13 from the free throw line for 85%. They rebounded the ball 19 times and 27 turnovers. For Emporia High, they get 21 from River Peters off the bench. Fred Jackson ties a career high with 11. 9 from Parker Leeds. 8 from Jalen King, also Cooper Reck with 8 as well. 5 from Drew Hess. Aiden Skiles with 3. And Sheldon Stewart with 2. That was all the scoring for Emporia High. Emporia High was 27 of 49 from the field for 55%. They were 7 of 21 from beyond the arc, 33%. They were 6 of 9 at the free throw line for 67%. 22 rebounds and 17 turnovers for Emporia High. Those are your stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. This is the Prairie Land Partners John Deere postgame show. Emporia High wins it 67-51. And the Dean Smith Trophy is back in Emporia. We're just keeping our eyes on this Washburn-Rule game. It's 39-36.
There's still time
left. And there's still time left in overtime with a minute 22 remaining. The fellas have got to be wrapping up the post-game conversation. It's got to be a happy one.
Oh, yeah.
But three big ones coming up next week. Manhattan's here on Tuesday night. Then Junction City a week from tonight.
Yeah, and all of these games matter. All of these games, you know, are going to round out the Centennial, and with how close, you know, everybody is, you know, all these games matter.
And Darian, Junction City falls 46-45 to Manhattan.
Oh.
So Manhattan, so now Emporia High's alone in second. And now as Hayden has some free throws, 39-36, as Emporia High is waiting on what Hayden does.
is Manhattan in who are we tied with?
We were tied with Junction City.
Are they tied now?
Because
Manhattan was the team that was below them.
Yeah, let me. I had my. Here it is. So Manhattan is 4-3 now. Yeah, so they're tied. They're
big
tied,
win tonight for
and Emporia High's now in second, so that's a tie for third. Still a three-point game. They're going to try to play keep away.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're still waiting Lee Baldwin. Tell you what, let's go ahead and do this. Pick our play of the game and our player of the game while we wait for Lee Baldwin. So our play of the game is brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Madrano. For Auto Home Life or Business Insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano at 722 West 6th in Emporia. And Darian, what do you like?
The dunk fest.
The dunk fest?
Here tonight.
How about two from? How about both of Rivers' dunks? Well, like, Cooper had one too.
I like Cooper's. Cooper took off from, he got it started.
Yeah.
I like them both, though. I like them all.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So Cooper Rex dunk, and that was early in the game, and that forced a timeout.
Yep.
All right, let's take a 30-second break. When we come back, we'll visit with Lee Baldwin. Emporia High wins 67-51 over Speak High. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
KVOE, all the sports you need, live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Back at Emporia High, Emporia High wins at 67-51, joined now by Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin. And coach, what a win for your guys, and you led a majority of the way. They only led 7-6, and then you had some momentum there and just took over from there. What'd you like about tonight and getting the Dean Smith Trophy back here to Emporia?
You know, that trophy has a lot of historical significance. We talked about that all week, so anytime you have an opportunity to do that, that's special. And to bring it back home for our guys is a cool feeling. I really like to thank our crowd. That was a great crowd again tonight. We've had great crowds all year, and our guys, it means a lot to them, and we really feed off our crowd when we're out there pressing, and it helps us a lot. So really appreciate that.
It was good to see River Peters be the River Peters that he's been known of doing, and He goes for 21 tonight, and Fred Jackson ties a career high tonight as well, but you got to like the contributions you got from everyone.
You know, I think that's what our team has turned into in the last month, where, you know, one game we score 39 and win, the next game we score 67. Based off who we're playing, the style of game will change, and then we have to play certain teams differently. We knew that they were going to shoot the three ball. They shoot it well from three. They play faster. So this was going to obviously be a more up-tempo, high-scoring game. But to win one game with 39 points and then win another one with 67, I think that shows that we're able to play different styles and win.
Well, and this was a big week for you guys as well, especially when you knew you were playing Hayden a third time, and of course, you know, coming back home for the first time in a month for you guys. It was a big week, and you guys really responded this week.
Yeah, I mean, when you start to make the cycle of playing teams multiple times like we have this week, it really boils down to adjustments. And our goal all week was to take away their team's best players. We didn't always do that to the best, but I thought both Tuesday and tonight we made it as difficult as possible for their team's best players. And when you play a team second time, you got to take away what they do best. And I thought we've done a good job of that this week.
And how cool was it to get Aiden Skiles the game? And, you know, he scores 3 points too, and he hasn't scored since the Trinity game back in December.
You know, just I talked about in the locker room after the game, when he went into the game, this entire place went nuts.
Yeah.
And that only happens because our student body knows how great of a kid Aiden is. He's genuinely a nice young man. He works his butt off. He's extremely coachable. And you saw when he went in the game how our fans reacted to that. And that doesn't happen unless he is just a great kid and does everything the right way. And he earned it. He definitely earned that.
Well, Coach, everything is final in the Centennial League tonight. Two close ones as Washburn Rule defeats Hayden 43-39 in overtime. And Manhattan came back from a deficit, and they defeated Junction City in Manhattan tonight 46-45. And that Manhattan team is looking for a little redemption coming here on Tuesday night. But right now you're alone in second, a game back of Rule in the Centennial League standings.
Yeah, we have everything in front of us that we want to play for, so that's good. And, you know, when you have three games left in the regular season and you can control your own destiny for what you want, can't ask for anything better than that. Real quick, I'd like to have a shout-out to our JV team. They're playing their best basketball of the season right now. They got another good win tonight. They won at Rule last week. Beat Topeka Hayden by 30. Our guys are playing really well right now, and I'd like to congratulate our eighth graders who won the league title.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, so,
Brad Stewart.
Yeah.
Shout out, Brad. I know he's listening.
So Coach Stewart and our eighth graders won the league title yesterday. So a lot of good stuff happening for the boys' basketball program.
Well, and those eighth graders, those are going to be future Spartans to look up. They're going to be here next year, and it looks like a fun group coming up with the, I mean Coach Doty's son.
Is
an eighth grader, so.
Yep, it's a good group, so happy for those guys.
Well, excited about tonight, and a good win for you guys. Now 12-5 on the season, 5-2 in the league. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you in the morning on Sports Talk.
All right, see you, sir.
All right, that's Emporia High Spartan Coach Lee Baldwin joining us here in postgame as Emporia High wins at 67-51. It's time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Let's pick our player of the game next after this 30-second break from Toso Family Eye Care. Emporia High wins at 67-51. Spartan basketball on KVOE.
Are you already wishing for spring, a new season, and maybe a fresh new look? Visit the office of Dr. Caitlin Toso at Toso Family Eye Care for a complete eye exam. Then shop for your best look by checking out their new frame brands. If contacts are your preference, order through the office or go online. Go to TosoFamilyEyeCare.com for their list of insurance carriers. Use your health savings or flexible spending account on a new pair of eyewear. Make an appointment with Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
And our Toso Family Eye Care Player of the Game honors for handing those out to none other than River Peters.
Welcome back, River.
Welcome back, River. 21 tonight, and Emporia High is going to need him down the stretch.
Oh, yeah, these next couple of games are going to be big as they close out the Centennial.
Well, River Peters is our Player of the Game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. One more break, we'll wrap things up next. This is Spartan Basketball on KVOE.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land partners for details.
Delivering the right solution.
This has been the Spartan Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Shoal Construction, serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, convenient shopping in one location. Follow the Flint Hills Mall on Facebook for current sales, deals, and events. The Flint Hills Mall at 1632 Industrial. And Emporia Public Schools, building futures one student at a time.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rough Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. If you're a sports fan or just a fan of great food, it's Bruff's. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. and John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963.
KVOE 96.9 FM, 1400 AM. All the sports you need, live and local.
And back one final time from Spartan Gymnasium as it's an Emporia High sweep tonight. As the girls win 37-31, the boys get the Dean Smith Trophy back here. They win it 67-51. Other scores from the Centennial League. On the girls' side, it was Washburn Rural over Hayden, 55-29, and Manhattan all over Junction City, 44-27. And the finals on the boys' side, Washburn Rural over Hayden, 43-39 in overtime, and Manhattan defeats Junction City, 46-45. Emporia High boys are in second place, a game back of Washburn Rural, and with three to play, and there's still a lot to play for.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, definitely, you know, a couple more games on coming up, especially against Washburn Rural.
Yeah, Washburn Rural games
is going to be here. Yeah, and you know that's going to be our chance to come back. And I said this earlier in the season. I said this could come down to it being our last game in the Centennial, being the championship game.
Yeah,
and you know we might be set up for that, but you know they have to keep playing the way that they're playing right now.
Well, final comments, Darian. What a way to start the weekend. The big game is on Sunday. Chiefs. Eagles. Go Chiefs. Pretty obvious.
Yeah, I'm about to say. You know where we're at.
So, final comments. Emporia State's at home tomorrow.
Yeah, go check out Emporia State. Definitely fun to
Coach
go watch.
Coach Jody was in the house tonight.
I got a chance to go watch them a couple of nights ago, and they're pretty decent.
And they have Newman.
Yep.
They have Newman that's 1:30 and 3:30 games from White Auditorium, 105 pregame on Mix 104.9. Did I give you final comments yet?
Right now? These are my final comments. I think both teams, they did a really good job tonight of gaining some momentum, especially going into the end of the Centennial. So I think now they use this to finish up the season and finish up the Centennial. They both have a chance to win it.
Well, Washburn Rural would need to lose at least one game before. But they also have Topeka High on Tuesday night.
And that's going to be a tough one.
That's going to be a tough one, especially with the way that Topeka High lost tonight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a Tuesday's boys game. That's a trap game for Washburn Rural.
Yeah, and I feel
just like tonight.
Yeah, I feel like all the rest of their games, I mean, everybody wants them to lose at this point.
Yep.
You don't want them to go undefeated in the Centennial. So I feel like everybody that they play from now on to the end is going to bring their A game.
My final comment, good way to start the weekend, Spartan sweep. Hopefully Emporia State can get two wins and the Chiefs go back to Kansas City, winners of the Super Bowl after this weekend.
Kansas sweep.
Elwing. KU plays Oklahoma tomorrow?
Uh-oh. I don't know about the Kansas sweep.
K-State's at Texas Tech. Hey, I think the Kansas sweep can happen.
Man,
I think it can.
Those two games there, though, are going to. Texas Tech ain't bad. And OU is not bad either.
Oklahoma beat Alabama by, I think, almost 30 at Lloyd Noble Center in Norman a couple weeks ago, but KU's coming off the big win over Texas.
Yeah, they did just get a big dub.
Yep. All righty. So for our studio coordinator, Daniel Courtright, our next broadcast is Tuesday night. We're back here in Spartan Gymnasium, two big ones. Girls looking for some redemption against Manhattan. And the boys, that game will be good as well. 5:45 pregame, girls tip at 6. Boys to follow at 7:30. Come on out to Spartan Gymnasium. If you can't make it, we'll have the games on Mix 104.9. That's due to KU Oklahoma State Tuesday night. That's an 8 o'clock tip. So, once again, for studio coordinator Daniel Courtright and for Darian Harris, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Thanks for tuning in to Spartan Basketball here on 14 KVOE AM and 96.9 FM. Don't forget, we'll have Lee Baldwin and Coach Carolyn Dorsey in studio with us tomorrow around 8:15 for Saturday morning sports talk. And you can hear from them even more as Four wins this week for the Emporia High Lady Spartans and Spartans combined. Once again, the finals here from Spartan Gymnasium. The Emporia High girls, the 6th-ranked team in 5A, knock off the 4th-ranked team in 6A, Topeka High, 37-31 in the nightcap. It was Emporia High boys defeating Topeka High 67-51, and the Dean Smith Trophy is back in Emporia. You've been listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Basketball has been brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, the RV Dock, Longbine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Dr. Kayla Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Jeff Deb and Bree Williams of Eck Real Estate, and Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, and by the members of the KVOE Spartan Booster Club.